540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. More than two dozen critically ill newborns have been transferred from Gaza City's Embattal al-Shifa Hospital to Egypt. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
Even the water used for their formula was contaminated, says Dr. Mohammed Sakut. And there was no sterilization. They suffered from vomiting and diarrhea and weight loss. Some had blood poisoning and severe infections.
A federal appeals court in Washington begins hearing arguments right now over a gag order imposed on former President Trump in his elections interference case. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The gag order that was put in place, then put on hold pending today's arguments, limits Trump from messages that target the special counsel, Jack Smith, court staff, and potential witnesses in the case.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will lie in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta next week, where admirers will be able to pay respects. President Biden counts himself among them.
They're really an incredible family because they brought so much grace to the office.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by...
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court tomorrow hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
A third of those islands have zero people in them, another third have less than 10, and another third have less than 100. And there's only a handful that have more than 100 people in them.
Berg on Upfront on WISN-TV. Aztalan State Park in Jefferson County is getting a $300,000 federal grant. The Department of Natural Resources says the money will pay for removing hazardous trees, making structural repairs, and controlling invasive plants. The park is the site of a former Native American village that dates back to the year 1000 AD. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. GE Healthcare has confirmed its plan to relocate about 1,000 people to Waukesha. The company's decision, made public on Friday, entails consolidating jobs from both Milwaukee and Wauwatosa into their existing facilities in Waukesha. The transition will take place gradually over the course of 3 years, during which GE's campus in Waukesha will undergo necessary updates. In accordance with an order from Governor Evers, Wisconsin will lower its flags to remember the two-year anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack tomorrow. 2 years ago tomorrow, Daryl Brooks drove through the parade, killing six people and causing injuries to 60 others. In his flag-lowering message, Governor Evers recognizes that the tragic incident brought together the community of Waukesha, the state of Wisconsin, and people from across the nation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. cloudy this afternoon with a high of 45. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, scattered rain showers likely, 37. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yesterday, one of the most graceful, respectful human beings that I have ever known in my life passed, and a person that I have talked about endlessly, that I had the pleasure of meeting once in my life, passed from this life. And this woman, I think that there may never be another person as graceful, a human being, as former President Jimmy Carter's wife, Rosalynn Carter, who died at the age of 96. And I never heard anybody ever over the last 50 years have anything but reverence for her. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Out of all the presidents that have been in office since I was old enough to even know what they were, there has never been a more graceful woman, respectful, committed to humanity woman than Rosalynn Carter. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts. Am I the only person who realized this woman's humanity? I don't think that, you know, you would hear anyone say anything negative about this woman. But then there's one person who would say something negative about this woman and her husband, who clearly, the two of them, there's never been anyone who was in the White House who was more moral than Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter. Nobody lived up to that standard. Not in my lifetime, and no one that I read about prior to than Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter. So this guy, former president Donald Trump, what did he do? Well, he had something negative to say. Again, I told you, no one that I know of would have anything negative to say about Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter. But Donald Trump had something negative to say. And it just is more than annoying to me that a man that lacks any moral fiber at all could even fix his mouth to say something negative about two true Christians. If ever there were any Christians that inhabited the White House, it was Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter. No question whatsoever. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And after President Carter and Rosalynn Carter left the White House, dedicated their lives to traveling around the world to help those, feed those who were hungry, clothe those who were naked, put a roof over the heads of those who were homeless. Absolute committed Christians. No one has ever done the things that the two of them did. Well, what did Donald Trump have to say?
Where is it at?
He clearly said something very condescending. You know, what Donald Trump should understand is this. When he finally gets to meet his maker, if there is such a place and such a thing as heaven and hell, you know, it's pretty clear where the Carters are going. No question whatsoever, if you believe in that. But also on the other side of that, if you believe in that, we know where Donald Trump is going. He's going to tear hell wide open to even fix his mouth to say something negative about a woman as graceful and a man as committed as Jimmy Carter. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing?
Hi, Earl. I love your program. I've called a number of times.
Well, thank you.
I'm from the same era as you. So we have a different slant maybe than most people because we did go through the Vietnam War. We
right.
went through civil rights. We went through all that together. Rosalynn, I can't say enough about her.
Nobody
can. Habitat for Humanity. She worked with different avenues such as mental health programs and all different kinds of things. And for Donald Trump to say such condescending things about her and about Jimmy, I think it's terrible. Just awful. And if there is a place in hell, I'm certain he is going to be there. Because I don't understand this man. I really don't understand him. He came from wealth. He got everything he ever wanted in life. He didn't have to struggle for anything. And yet he has this mouth on him and he picks people apart who maybe can't fight back.
You know, Susan, I'm sorry, but I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about Lucifer in the flesh. I want to talk about Rosalynn Carter and Jimmy Carter And you and I know, as wonderful as they were, now they were wealthy, but you never knew it, right? They never walked around thinking with their heads in the clouds that they were better than anybody, right? I mean, they went around the world and fed the poor. They dedicated their lives to service. Am I right, Susan?
That is correct. It's
before,
totally correct.
During, and even after, committed people. All of us should look at the Carters and want to pattern ourselves, those who call themselves Christians, after. And if there were more Jimmy and Rosalind Carters in the world, we'd need no weapons. Wonderful, wonderful people. Some of the best that our nation has ever produced, Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, your thoughts.
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. Second, when I think of a word that comes to my mind for Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, it's Christian.
Absolutely.
They walked in the footsteps of Christ.
Yes.
They did Matthew 15. And I would love for anyone to call your show today and tell us how they think that they are not truly Christians. Because, you know, they're not going to have to worry about the rich man getting through the kingdom of heaven, you know, through the eye of the
needle, right?
They're going to be, you know, like Jesus Christ himself, where they're going to go straight to heaven if there is a place called that. And the other person that you're talking about, dare I say, he is what, and people that believe like that other person, they are what I would call anti-Christ. Because they do everything that's the opposite of Christ's teachings. And anybody that can tell me any teachings that the other person that you were speaking about or themselves that call themselves Christian, how is it that anybody can say that they are Christian and not follow the actual words and the actual deeds of the founder of that religion, Jesus Christ?
You know, man, it belies, you know, the reality. And I'm kind of surprised, man. The phone line should be lit up with people who have lived and who know who Rosalind and Jimmy Carter are and were. And I'm a little frustrated, to be honest with you, man, because I know that Jimmy Carter was mocked during his time as president of the United States. Jimmy Carter was one of the greatest men who ever sat in the White House, ever sat in the Oval Office. And maybe those who, you know, may have forgotten or because of political reasons did not agree. We can have that conversation. But we'll talk about this on the other side. It's so much to talk about when we talk about the Carters. We will return shortly.
The Shaw, WAUK.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. The world lost an angel on yesterday with the passing of the beloved Rosalynn Carter, former First Lady of the United States. Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter were married for 77 years. 77 years committed to one another, committed to make the world a better place, and they lived their lives every waking moment of every day trying to improve the lives of others. That's their legacy. I'm really surprised, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. When I thought about this, I said, well, I have to talk about this, and I know that there will be so many people calling to agree with me because this audience is comprised of people in my age demographic who live through the lives of Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter. The world knows who they are, their philanthropic work. Now let's do this. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning. Well, you see, I'm not American altogether, but, you know, compared to others, well, you know, his smile, his face, them being there together everywhere, holding hands.
Yes.
It makes difference. It makes a difference. People see that. And on the other side, the fact side is that Jimmy Carter, as a president, almost lost all his business because he was so busy ruling the country and doing and improving and doing what needs to be done. Versus the person who has an audacity, open his dirty mouth, and even remotely put himself in the same line with these people and just looking for, you know, embezzlement and some sort of dirty deals. I don't think he's worth even talking about it. This couple, Carter couple, is an icon for American family.
You know, Corinna, I couldn't have said it better. Thank you very much for the call. Our phone line is open at 844-967-2789. You know, Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter. You know, I remember the way this nation looked at John F. Kennedy and his wife. And you know, and we were enamored with them. But they couldn't have held a candle to Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. Hey, Bill, how you doing, man? Bill from Oconomowoc.
Thank you so much, Earl, for lifting Rosalind up today. And here's why. I teach Christian leadership. I've got three classes. You just gave me the format for tomorrow's class. I'm going to change it. And we're going to talk about the Carter family, and that's what America needs today.
Yes.
The Carter family, as leaders, had one thing in mind, humanitarianism. They cared about everybody. They cared about the least of people.
Yes.
They cared about teaching Sunday school. And if we lift them up, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because of you, Earl. You didn't, you know, your show brought it to my attention. And here's why. That's the standard America has to take back. Now, if America isn't ready to take back that standard, that bar that they set, I guess we're a heathen nation.
You
cannot believe in the Bible and say they were not a biblical couple. You can't.
You know, Bill, if I would say this, and Jimmy Carter, as the president of the United States, I remember that man when hostages were taken, Lebanon, and the Olympics. You remember that? And
yes,
they
I do.
And they took those hostages, and they forced Jimmy Carter to try to do a rescue, and the helicopter crashed with some Marines on it as they were going to rescue the hostages, and 8 military men lost their lives. And the president of the United States, when he found out, put his head on the Oval Office desk and wept for an hour over those lives lost. Bill, that's the kind of man he was and is. And so he was looked at as being weak, right? People said he was too weak.
What they didn't like, here's what they didn't like. That was the beginning of not believing in America. That was the beginning of believing in an agenda. And when you believe in an agenda and you don't believe, America believes in God. And Jimmy and Rosalind very much believed in God. He was a leader, a guy who set the bar so high. And thanks to you, Earl, you're bringing it up today. And I promise you, I give you my word, I'm going to talk about it all week in these classes.
You know.
And the first man that said, oh, no, he wasn't. I'll say, wait a minute. You tell me how he didn't live a life that came right out of what he believed.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. I want to continue this dialogue on the other side. We'll return.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. tomorrow, the Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward.
The way that these maps were drawn violates the separation of powers and is completely inappropriate, and therefore we need new maps that are drawn in a way that doesn't violate that bedrock protection of our liberties.
Mandel on Upfront on WISN-TV. The maps challengers will also argue the non-contiguous maps create so-called islands that are also unconstitutional. Governor Evers' Task Force on Artificial Intelligence meets again today. The governor wants the panel to look at how best to use AI for Wisconsin's workforce, including a focus on equity and economic opportunity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tomorrow will be a somber day in Waukesha. The city will dedicate a memorial to the 6 people killed back in 2021. When a driver plowed through the crowd during the Waukesha Christmas parade. The memorial will include the names of those killed that day. There are plans for another memorial to be unveiled next year at Greedy Park. That will include tiles from people in the Waukesha community. Starting today, mental health workers will join Sheboygan police officers on their response to crisis calls, with the objective of offering support to people who are on the brink of a mental health crisis. Developed by the Sheboygan Police Department and the County Health and Human Services Department, the Co-Responder Pilot Program focuses on bridging service gaps and enhancing outcomes for those requiring assistance. It's funded through the American Rescue Plan Act. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 45. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Scattered rain showers likely, 37. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
QS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Try.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Farewell. Job well done. Those words to former President Rosalynn Carter as she ascended from this earth on yesterday. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Bill was absolutely right, Bill from Oconomowoc. That's what we're missing. We're missing more Jimmy and Rosalynn Carters. Where are they? I know they exist, but we live in a society and a time that thinks that that's weak. It's why we're catching the hell in the world that we're catching. It's because we don't understand, humanitarianism. Listen, I'm a servant. I know the importance of serving. When I leave here today, you know, I'm blessed that we're going to give away 200 turkeys and all and everything else that goes along with it to people who don't have. And so when somebody like Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter, people that we should pattern ourselves after, whether you're Christian or not, the greatest of you is he who would be your servant. Understand that. You know, and then we've got somebody who doesn't serve anybody, who wants people to serve him, fixing his mouth to say something negative. You have to be, no, I'm not even going to say he ought to be ashamed. But people should hold him accountable for that. I don't know if there'll be anybody who will shed a tear once he meets his maker. But then maybe there will be. Hey, Tom from West Dallas, good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good, Earl. I have to agree with you and the others 100%. Jimmy Carter, I have more respect for him, especially after he's out there building houses and everything. Why this other orange clown, apparently he was serving the military in some cafeteria kind of thing, and he started complaining at the end because there wasn't any food for him. And I don't understand how CJ can worship at the altar of that orange clown or any of that. I mean, the guy is just, he's a POS. That's all it's to it. And I don't get it. And you're so right. We need more Jimmy Carters and none of Trumps. We don't need him. We don't need, that is what it's all about. It's all about helping one another, lifting each other up, rather than put them down and berate them for their skin color or their religion or any of that. It's just, that is what this country is missing. It is missing empathy and love for one another.
Tom, I wept a little bit on Sunday when I heard that Rosalynn Carter passed. And as I weep, when President Carter finally passes, as if, like I weep when my family members pass, or when other innocent people lose their lives. Why is humanity such a hard thing, Tom, for us in our nation to be able to see? You know, I mean, and why is it so difficult? I mean, I'm really surprised that I didn't get many calls at all from people who maybe they didn't know who Rosalind Carter was, but I can't believe people in our age demographic did not know the works of the Carters. Or maybe it's just the fact, well, they were Democrats, right? I mean, you got to get beyond that foolishness. Their commitment to people around the world is almost unmatched. And they'll never be. I honestly don't think that there'll ever be two people as committed as these two people were their entire lives to making humanity better for other people.
I agree 100%, Earl.
Hey, Tom, thank you as always, man. I really appreciate it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I want to say a few more words, and then we're going to discuss some other things. But I will tell you this. You know, Jimmy Carter was just a peaceful, peaceful man who was too good for the presidency. People made mockery of him, but he was too good for the presidency. Let's go to Jeff from what is that, Calvin?
Racine.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man?
Hey, Earl. You know, I come from a Christian conservative family that always referred to Jimmy Carter as that dumb peanut farmer.
I know.
I've never understood that any true Christian, as you and some of your other callers have described, how Christ-like the Carters really were, and you know, how they could possibly vote for Trump if they are truly true Christians. It just boggles my mind, and I try to explain that to them, but you know, they have their ideology, and I broke away from that ideology long ago. But I also did work with Habitat for Humanity, volunteering my time as a flooring installer.
Yes.
And I'm the proud owner of a chrome hammer that was imprinted with Jimmy Carter's signature, and I display it proudly. And I believe that the Carters were truly Christian people, and anybody that can support the former president, I can't understand how they can call themselves true Christians. That's my comment.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for the call, and thank you for those kind words. Because again, you know, the fact that, like I said, I can only say that, you know, I'm a servant. I'm proud to be a servant, but I don't serve 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The Carters did that. They didn't do it for a couple days, for a week, for a month, for a few years. They did it their entire lives. Special people. Sent here to do a work. Very, very special people. And sometimes we don't realize who people really are until they're gone. And the world's not going to be a better place without Rosalind Carter. I can guarantee you that. It'll be a more cold, resolute place. And we should always remember Rosalind and Jimmy Carter. They'll always have a special place in my heart. Let's go to CJ. CJ, go ahead.
Right there.
Go ahead, CJ.
Thank you for taking my call, Earl. Yep, they were beautiful people. And they lived their life the way they believed, and that is a wonderful thing. And I'm going to leave it at that because really politically, no longer the worst president.
So I don't even want to get into any of the rest of that foolishness because it doesn't have any relevance. And it's not a matter of worst president or any of that foolishness. Because no other president, not Democrat or Republican, can come close to the humanity of these people. So, you know, it's not about, well, you know, he's not the worst president, you know, Joe Biden is. It's ridiculous. We're talking about dedicated lives of people who spent every waking moment of their lives serving other humanity. That's the kind of people. What?
Politics, Earl.
What?
You let other people make comments about his politics, but I can't.
No, so, CJ. No, I'm not. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for the call. Not going to get into that foolishness because this is not about politics. As I stated before, be you Democrat or Republican. Never been another like Jimmy Carter, and there'll never be another like Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter. They just will never be in the White House. So, you know, and that's the end of that. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about health insurance and the fact that, you know, we live at a time when insurance companies are denying access to treatment to people because it costs too much money. We'll be right back. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world you do. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Rockets, moonshots, spin.
All right. Welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I just want to, I'm really just excited because when I leave here this morning, I am going to pick up a couple hundred turkeys. And on Saturday, we, several of the brothers and myself spent most of Saturday picking up all those other things that go along with, you know, that turkey. And we are going to serve 200 families who really appreciate what it is we are doing. And it's the first time for an organization that I created a couple of years ago. And I have spent the majority of my adult life in service to the community. And I will do that like the Carters until life ceases and oxygen ceases to enter into my body. And life is no longer part of you know, my body. But until then, I'm with the Carters. Serve. And man, I'm so blessed to have a group of people who love to serve with me. And so really, I'm just, you know, I just had to say that. Because if you really want to be happy in this life, I found this out, you know, not accumulating all the things you can accumulate. I have all the money I want to have and it makes me happy. You know, I know too many people with all kind of money and they're not happy. Would I be happy if I had more money than I have? I could say yes, I could buy more things. But things don't make me happy. You see, I understand what the Carters understood. It's what you do for others that adds value to your life. And, you know, any of us can do that. All of us can do that. All of us have the ability to do that. And if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, understand that principle. Do something for somebody else. And don't do it for praise. Don't do it to be seen of men. Do it because it's the right thing to do. You'll be eternally happy. I know. I'm eternally happy. You know, and I didn't do that all my life, but once I found out, my life has been dedicated to that same kind of thing that Jimmy and Rosalind Carter's lives were dedicated to. So I know what kind of special people they were. And you can be the same. And the vineyard is ripe. The vineyard is ripe. You know, you don't have to be the creator of anything. Just lock on to some of the good things that are happening. You know, maybe this Thanksgiving, maybe if they're serving dinner at your church, a mosque or temple, you know, cathedral, sign up to feed the hungry. Man, you'd be amazed. If you're lonely and you're trying to figure out what the purpose of your life is, start serving. easiest thing in the world to do. You don't need letters behind your name. You know, you don't need a fat wallet. All you need is to understand that there are human beings in need and that sometimes you can be the reservoir that they need to tide them over. That's what Thanksgiving is about. And Thanksgiving shouldn't just be for one day. Thanksgiving should be every day. And you can make that happen. And you can fill your heart with joy. If your heart is broken, start serving. And see how quickly it heals. It's magic. Serve humanity. Got to get out of here. My feet are off the ground as I go and prepare to, along with some great people, no man's an island, no man stands alone, but other people like myself who understand the value of that. Got to go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Hey, serve somebody. I'll see you then. Bye.
Where I am, oh, mother, mother. Ooh. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. CB